Now, having said these triggers, I want you to see that all of them, even mine, have a downside. So I had to alter mine slightly. If your question is only how do I make this better, and you have to make it better, sometimes you're making it better makes other people feel worse. How many follow this? So what I learned to do was change my primary question to how can I enjoy how perfect things are already and find a way to make them better that's elegant and enjoyable for everyone. So what happens is I start noticing what's already great and I see how can I make it better. And sometimes the way to make it better is not to make it better. And that was a brand new distinction for me. So people in my office really love this. Because they come to me now and like a lot of things I say, that's great, go for it. I think that's great. And I don't even want to look at it because I know if I do, I'll start to make it better. So I go, no, you know what? I totally trust you. I'm sure it's perfect, right? And I really have learned to do that. Or if I see something, I make a note of it and I think of the right time to make it better. This moment is not the right time after they're exhausted and worked all night. Maybe in 2 days when they're rested, I can talk to them about, could we add this to it? Would that be okay? Not like there's anything wrong with it. And it's made my relationships with people around me much better and they can see me as more reasonable even though I'm not any more reasonable than I was before. But I'm more easy to deal with. How many follow this? Say I. Also, I'm easier on myself because I don't have to make it better in this moment. So it's given me a little more space. It's made me a little more relaxed. How many follow this? Say I. But I haven't lost my drive to make it better. I haven't lost the best part of what was there. Okay?